RV, emisora virtual de la UNAD para la audiencia global en línea. RV, un lugar interactivo diseñado por la Vicerrectoría de Medios y Mediaciones Pedagógicas que propone un ambiente virtual de encuentro y emisión donde lo nacional y global tiene cabida en cada una de sus franjas.
África.
During this year, we have been in different places and schools around Santander. We have known excellent students and excellent teachers. Now, in this month, in the different radio programs, we are going to listen to our dear students speak about different topics. We are going to know about Barranca Bermeja, its people's life, the culture, holidays, and places to visit. Also, we traveled around Girón, one of the most beautiful towns in Santander and in Colombia. Girón, we are going to know about the plants, economy, and the special place to take photos or relating with your relatives and friends. And the students are going to tell us about themselves, their hobbies, and leisure activities. You are going to listen to other students speaking about the world history, like Cleopatra, writing in ancient India, the story about Superman, hamburgers, and of course, we are going to know about animals, like camels, giraffes, and others. And we are celebrating an important mundial event, remember, the FIFA World Cup 2010. For this reason, some students are going to speak us about that amazing celebration and football players of another time and who are playing today. I invite you to miss a second because the students in Santander have been preparing different topics. They are learning English and they want to show us. Along this trip on all Sundays, you will listen the stories from the students of La Salle, Liceo Patria, Real de Mares, Normal Cristo Rey, Roberto García Peña, Miguel Sánchez, Jorge Artila Duarte, Salesiano, Nacional de Comercio, Instituto Técnico Gabriela Mistral of Florida Blanca, and other schools. Well, I left with these clever teenagers, listen them, enjoying the stories, and living with us these beautiful adventures over the English ways.
Porque esto es África.
Well, this program was made by the students of La Salle School. Listen them.
Va a comenzar la única justa de las batallas. No vale el golpe, no existe el miedo. Quítate el polvo, ponte de pie y vuelves al ruedo. Y la presión que esto es África.
Samira, mira, mira, waka waka, Samira, mira,
porque esto es África.
Interesting topic.
Esto es África.
Samira, mira, mira, waka waka, Samira, mira, saca de gua,
porque esto es África.
Life underground, some animals live in burrows all the time. Others spend only part of their time there. Eurasian badgers spend their days underground but come out at night to hunt for earthworms. There are usually hundreds of earthworms under every square yard of the forest. Earthworms move through the forest soil, feeding on the cayenne plant matter. Chipmunks are grown animals, but they spend part of their life in burrows. They use them as white homes. They also use them to escape from fox, hawks, or raccoons. Famous chipmunks have used the burrows as dens for their young. Animals that live in temperate deciduous forests are adapt to life in the forest. In the forest, different animals adapt in different ways. Some animals are active during the day. Animals such as butterflies, chipmunks, and most birds are active during the day. These animals are diurnal. Daylight makes it easier for some animals to find food, but it also makes it easier for predators to find a head and eat them. Many house birds in trees or fly high in the sky to look for food. They couldn't do this at night. Some animals are active at dawn and dusk. Animals that are active at dawn and dusk are called crepuscular. Porcupines feed at dawn and dusk. They eat mainly tree bugs and bark. Their brown bears and wild turkeys are also crepuscular. Some animals are active at night. Many forest animals are nocturnal. They are active only at night. Many nocturnal animals, such as owls and bobcats, have a special structure in their eyes for seeing better at night. This structure makes their eyes glow in the dark. Some nocturnal animals, such as raccoons and fox, have a better sense of smell than diurnal animals. They often find their way to food by following their noise. Raccoons use their sense of touch to find food in the dark. They can find fish by feeling around in shallow forest streams. Foxes don't like to hunt during the day, but if they are hungry enough or have babies to feed, they will. At night, the forest is usually quiet, and songs travel a long way. Some nocturnal animals, such as rabbits, have a big ears. This helps them hear predators that might want to hit them and give them time to escape.
Some animals sleep throughout winter. Some forest animals hibernate throughout cold winter. A hibernating animal goes into a deep sleep. Its breathing rate, heart rate, and body temperature are greatly reduced. To get ready for winter, it eats large amounts of food. It will use stored body fat and food. A burrow protects it from the cold. Groundhog is an animal that invernates. Some animals move to a warmer place. In fall, some forest birds migrate to warmer place to escape the cold winter. Ruby-throated hummingbirds leave the forest to eastern North America. They fly to Central America to spend the winter. In spring, they return north. Some bats migrate and then invernate. In winter, there are no insects for little brown bats to eat. So the bats fly south, so then they gather in groups in caves or other protected places. There they spend the winter invernating. Some animals are active year round. Some animals don't migrate or invernate. These animals must find food and water throughout the year. Squirrels buy nuts in the fall. Then they dig them up in winter when they cannot find all other food. Nuts that they don't dig up may grow into new trees. Unlike squirrels, they do not store food for winter. They eat what they can find if there is only a little snow on the ground. Deer can uncover moss, leaves, and acorns with their hooves. If the snow is deep, they eat twigs and branches from tree sash as birch and willow. Red fox moves home for food all year long, for between their two skips they feed warm when they hunt in winter. The fur also keeps them from sleeping when running over ice. All life in all habitats begin with plants. Animals eat the plants, other animals eat the plant eaters. Plants may produce their own food. They are called producers. Trees, shrubs, flowers, ferns, and mosses are producers that grow in forests. They make food from carbon dioxide gas in the air and water from their roots. Plants need energy to change the carbon dioxide and water into sugar. The energy comes from sunlight. The process is called photosynthesis.
It's time to make a break. Listen to us in just little minutes.
Vive el Mundial con la RV a través de RV Noticias. Espera durante todo el día las píldoras informativas. Así va el Mundial con RV Noticias.
La historia, los hechos, nuestra gente, nuestras costumbres, nuestro hablar, nuestro quehacer, nuestro vivir. Todo esto nos apasiona. Cultura con Pasión. El programa realizado por la UNAD Valledupar. Cultura con Pasión. Lunes, 5 de la tarde, por la RV, tu emisora unadista.
Porque esto es África.
Well, we continue here in La Aventura del Inglés.
Y la presión siempre
Listening and learning.
Si acaso tú no ves más allá de tu nariz, no, yo soy una flor.
Llegaste aquí para brillar, lo tienes todo. Y ahora se acerca, es el momento. Vas a ganar cada batalla, ya lo te siento. Hay que empezar.
Animals. Animals are called consumers because they eat or consume food. Some forest animals such as deer, rabbits and caterpillars eat only plants. These animals are called herbivores. Other animals such as squirrels and wild turkeys eat both plants and animals. They are called omnivores. Feeders such as gopher, snake and bobcats eat only animals. They are called carnivores. The queen of creep. Other kinds of consumer feed on dead plants and animals and their wasps. They are called decomposers. Bacteria, fungi and some virus are decomposers. Without them, dead plants and animals will fill up everywhere. Fungi grow lying into their food by spreading webs of thin strands. These strands reach into dead leaf, branch, rocks, dead animals. You don't usually see this part of a fungus, but you can see another part. Mushrooms growing in forests at the top parts of fungi. Some animals hunt other animals discover or forage. Hunting. Animals that hunt and kill other animals for food are predators. Bobcats are predators. They chase down and eat rabbits and birds. Gray squirrels eat seeds, acorns and nuts. But they also hunt and eat insects. So they are also predators. Animals that predators eat are called prey. Insects are prey of squirrels and squirrels. Mice are prey of barred owls. Some forest animals are both the predators and prey. Cicadas are also eaten by owls and owls. So they are also prey. Foraging. Some animals such as deer, rabbits and European bison are foragers. They move out about to search for food. They search for grass, roots, leaves and twigs to eat.
Escaping. Some insects are forest scavengers. Are animals that eat the bodies of animals or plants that are already dead. Purple and pearl butterflies drink liquid from the bodies of rotting animals. Stag beetles eat rotting trees, planning the menu. The path that shows who eats what is a food chain or living things are part of food chain. In North American forest, blue jays eat seeds, raccoon eat young blue jays, and bobcats eat raccoon. Another forest food chain includes berries, mice, and owls. All the food chains that are connected in a forest make up a food web.
It's time to make a break. Listen us in just little minutes.
Ahora todos los viernes, la mejor información deportiva a través de la Radio UNAD Virtual desde las 9:30 de la mañana. Deportes RV, viernes 9:30 de la mañana, hora colombiana. Educación para todos. Una producción del programa de comunicación social del SEAD UNAD Pasto.
transmitiendo nuestras vivencias para toda la comunidad nacional e internacional. Escúchenos en Radio UNAD Virtual todos los lunes, 2:30 de la tarde. Educación para todos, donde la academia tiene su espacio.
Well, we continue here in La Aventura de Inglés.
You are enjoying this radio program. It's really easy to learn about different topics. Please stay with us. Environment.
Porque esto es África.
The tomato is an annual, but sometimes can last over a year in the field. The stems are slightly angular, somewhat airy, medium thick.
Laurel. The laurel is native to the Mediterranean and it is a small evergreen tree. However, can reach 20 meters height, which is often used as an ornamental plant for gardens and land enclosures. Laurus, the genus, includes many species, but the best known and most appreciated is the nobilis. It is an evergreen plant belonging to the family of Lauricaceae. The trunk is erect, green skin. The leaves are dark green oval, coriaceous, lucid on top and opaque in the bottom. It has an amplification of small flowers, yellow-green, gathered and umbels. The bay is a rustic plant, grows in smoothly and in all areas can be grown in any garden. A little story, known since antiquity, the Greeks consecrated to Apollo.
It's time to live.
De las batallas, no con el golpe,
I hope this radio program had been a good experience for you. I had enjoyed a lot listening to students because I think they are really nice, funny, and they have beautiful dreams and hopefully. Listen us all Sundays. Listen these girls and boys. In fact, they are doing this program for you. Excellent week. See you soon.
Porque esto es África. Oye tu Dios y no estarás solo. Llegaste aquí para brillar, lo tienes todo. Y ahora se acerca, es el momento. Esto es África.
Samina, mira, eje, waka, waka, eje. Samina, mira, saca de gua.
Porque esto es África.
Esto es RV, Radio UNAD Virtual,